Opioids are a concern for everyone these days, with physicians trying hard to find alternatives. An approach developed by Glenn Whitman, a cardiovascular surgeon at Johns Hopkins, and colleagues, involves using two medications right after surgery that aren't opioids to help keep pain in control, followed by a plan at discharge.
We now have a protocol where we look at how much narcotic a person has received in the 48 hours prior to discharge, and then we give them that amount to last them over the next 7 days, and only over the next 7 days. So no one gets 2 or 3 weeks worth of narcotics anymore. And if you want more narcotics and you're still having pain, it's a conversation between us and you. You don't have an automatic refill.
Whitman notes that patients, too, are concerned about using opioids and the potential for addiction, so they welcome this approach when it's explained to them. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.